More and more Czech motorists are turning to alternative fuel vehicles, from plug-in electric cars to hybrids to compressed natural gas. Over the last 2 years alone, an additional 500 electric cars have joined regular traffic in the Czech Republic, bringing the total use of electric cars in the country to around 1,000. Jan Fellinger has the story.
Alternative fuel vehicles, more environmentally friendly than petrol or diesel cars, are still the minority by far on Czech roads. But the picture is slowly changing. Within 10 years, as part of the government's action plan, there could be far more, up to 95,000 driven regularly on the country's throughways. Currently, there are only 1,000 electric vehicles, but the number doubled in 2 years, so a sharp spike. Ondřej Hunčovský, a driver by profession, told public broadcaster Czech TV why he had opted for an electric car.
Expenses amount to a bare minimum compared to a normal fossil-fueled car. We're talking about a quarter or one-third of what you would normally pay, depending on your electricity costs.
Electric or hybrid cars on average remain considerably more expensive, around 700,000 crowns. That's roughly double the cost of a gas or diesel-powered entry to mid-range vehicle. The benefits are that electronic cars or hybrids are quiet and also easy to charge. According to public broadcaster Czech TV, there are currently 100 charge-up stations in the country, and they're free, at least for the time being. And 10 of those can reportedly charge the vehicle in around 20 minutes or so. Long-term savings are the reason why 40 new electric vehicles roll out onto Czech streets each month. 100 kilometers traveled cost owners less than 100 crowns. And not only car drivers, but also some bus operators have opted for electric, for example, here in the capital. The cost is still relatively high, 9 million for an electric bus compared to 5 million for diesel. That bus can travel 140 to 160 kilometers on a single charge. Some drivers, but primarily companies also, are opting for CNG, that's compressed natural gas, as a cost-saving alternative. Czech TV calculated that a single trip between Prague and Plzeň, a distance of 92 kilometers, came to 215 crowns using gas or diesel, but using compressed natural gas cost 70 crowns less.